This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Many students struggle to transition from high school to college, but that challenge is intensified for students coming out of the foster care system. At UC Merced, the Guardian Scholars Program provides resources for these students that allow them to reach graduation rates approaching the general student body. Moderator Kathleen Schock spoke with Guardian Scholars Program Coordinator Edith Ramirez, as well as two UC Merced students who have benefited from the program's support, Michael Gray and Alyssa Garcia.
So, Michael, I'd like to start with you. Tell us a bit about your background growing up and your experiences that led you to ultimately enroll in UC Merced and become part of the Guardian Scholars Program.
Yeah, so I grew up in the Sacramento area. I was in and out of foster care throughout from like the age of five up until about, I want to say, 9 years old. And so I had been reunited with my parents a few times throughout that time, but ended up in a foster care placement in Richvale. And from there, my grandparents, who were like traveling in Mexico, they actually were contacted, and so they came back to the States and decided to try and get custody of both my sister, my middle sister Kelly, and myself. And so we were in probably, but that was about a year I was already in that foster care system. And so we went through the court system, and then they finally got legal guardianship of me and my sister. And so that was about like fourth grade. And then I was raised in a legal guardianship with them up until like high school. And prior to being raised with them, I hadn't really focused on school or classes or anything like that. My grades were not well at all. They were terrible. But being raised with them, and they had a very strict expectation for us kids. And they knew that we could do well if we were given the chance. And so they instilled that like hardworking ethic in us. And from there, I had picked up. Like, I started excelling from sixth grade on. I had all A's in every class, was valedictorian in eighth grade. And high school came around. I took AP and honors courses as much as I could. And it was like a 4.43. So I knew college was an option at that point, finally. And they had always been encouraging me to go to college from the start, because they knew that I could if I put my mind to it. And I chose UC Merced. I had never seen the campus, actually. And I basically initially came here just for the financial aid, so I wouldn't have to pay anything and it wasn't a burden on anybody else. But I've come to love the campus. It's nice.
And I do want to hear more about your experience in college in just a minute, but I'd like to give Alyssa a chance to tell us a bit about her story as well. I understand you grew up in or were a part of foster care as well during your childhood.
So I grew up in Fresno, and I was in and out of the system at age six. So I grew up like all areas of Fresno, and I know it really well. I did go to multiple elementary schools and stuff. However, I was still able to maintain like good grades and stuff. So much that I even got to skip seventh grade to actually catch up, because I had started school late because of how much moving schools I was and being in the system and not having like a consistent schedule. But I always knew that I wanted to go to college. I do have five siblings, younger siblings. I'm the oldest, so I do hold a big responsibility, you know, to be there for them, to be their role model. And then also for myself, I want to get us out of this cycle. So I knew that pursuing college was definitely an option, and I didn't want to be too far from my, you know, my loved ones. So I knew UC Merced was going to be a good option.
Edith, tell us about the Guardian Scholars Program and the kind of resources that this program enables the university to provide students like Alyssa and Michael.
So I'll start off kind of just saying what our mission is. Our mission is to provide a sustainable network of academic and personal support services here at UC Merced that promote a degree attainment for youth who have experienced the foster care system and are homelessness. So we also serve scholars that have experienced homelessness at any point in their life. We strive to create a welcoming and inclusive space through programming and resources designed to help scholars build community identify their strengths, and utilize their resources. So that is our mission. Some of the services that we provide, so scholars receive priority registration, which means that they get to register for classes before the general population, which essentially guarantees that the scholars will receive all the classes that they want. And it also helps them, like, especially if they're working, they're able to kind of work around their schedule. We also work really, really closely with housing to ensure that scholars have a place to stay during gap periods. So that includes winter break, spring break, and summer break. We also provide emergency funds. So say our scholars have an emergency, one of the things that tends to happen a lot is our scholars are not able to pay for rent for a month, for instance. So the program is able to provide scholars with emergency funds to be able to pay for that rent month. We do work with the scholars to come up with a plan about how they will, like, look for a job or find other resources to be able to pay for the next month's rent. But that is funds that the scholars do not have to pay back to the program. We also provide emergency grocery cards for students, especially during the gap periods. So, for instance, we have winter break coming up pretty soon. And during that winter break, some of the dining services on campus are closed. So we do provide grocery cards for our scholars that they are able to use to purchase groceries during that time. We also provide workshops. We do one-on-one mentoring. So all our scholars are required to meet with the program coordinator twice per semester. They also require to see a student coordinator twice per semester. So both Michael and Alyssa also work for the program, and they are two of our student coordinators, and students are required to meet with them twice per semester as well.
So I do want to get into this student coordination piece, because I think it's such an important and such a unique part of the work that you're doing at UC Merced. But before we get there, I want to come back to Michael and have you talk a little bit about that transition from high school into college. I mean, that's a really difficult time in any student's life, but particularly given some of the challenges that you experience or that you see other students, former foster care students experience, it must compound the difficulty.
Yes, it is quite difficult, but kind of like what Alyssa touched upon, there are lots of resources here at UC Merced, including the Guardian Scholars Program. So I originally heard about the Guardian Scholars Program through an email that was sent to me. I never heard of it before, and I was reading into the email a little bit, and it was telling about, like, the resources that are offered. And I didn't even know there was any resources like this for foster youth in general, across not even just at UC Merced, but across multiple campuses. And so finding out about that also lifted a burden. And so I did all the required paperwork and submitted all of that. And for me, it was also a little challenging with the program, transitioning into the program. And that's because my family actually, right before I started college in that summer of 2017, moved out to Texas. So I went out to Texas with them. And so I wasn't able to go to the orientation of the program and to get to find out more about the program and see more on the lines of the benefits and the resources. But luckily for me, I was able to meet with Adith, the program coordinator, and she was able to get me transitioned into the program specifically pretty easily. And I was able to connect with students pretty right off the bat. And yeah, transition-wise, I would say for me it was a little difficult, but having these resources and people like Adith who really care about, like, this population really make a difference.
And Alyssa, what was your experience?
My transition here was very difficult. As soon as I turned 18, I was automatically an adult. So I had to be, like, thrown into, okay, you're going to college now. I'm going to drop you off and you figure it out. So it was really hard navigating school because I just got here. I'm in college, but now what do I do? Where do I go? Where are my resources? What do I do? What am I going to do to help myself? So as soon as I got an email that I could be a part of this program, I reached out as soon as I could. I had a meeting with the Deeds, and I was just like, can you please help me? Like, I have no idea what to do. I'm basically, like, I don't have anybody else. And she was, like, one of the first people to have, like, a consistent mindset with me and continuously, like, checking up on me, making sure I had things, At one point, I needed to stay for, I think, a gap period of, like, the break, and she was able to help me right away. So after that, I knew, like, this program was really going to benefit me. And if she can help me, then I know all these other students that are going to be part of this population are definitely going to utilize the help.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Valley Edition. We're discussing the Guardian Scholars Program at UC Merced, which is coordinated by Edith Ramirez. Edith, tell us a bit about some of the success that you've had with the student population that you serve.
So our program actually has an 80% retention rate in the last 2 years for first-year students. 100% of our scholars also have graduated in the last 2 years for the scholars that were expected to graduate. I think also something that I kind of wanted to add and I guess highlight the scholars that have also graduated recently. So one of our scholars is currently pursuing his master's degree in social work from the University of Southern California. I talked to him recently and he told me he was actually also considering continuing his education and getting a PhD in social work as well. Another one of our scholars that graduated in May of 2018, she's currently serving in the Peace Corps, and she's in Sierra Leone, West Africa. She currently serves as a community health volunteer, and she's teaching malaria prevention measures. She's teaching how to improve nutrition knowledge and educating the community in healthy water and sanitation. So those are, I guess, some stories of recent graduates. Currently, we have one of our scholars that is studying abroad in Spain. And one of our scholars that is getting ready to graduate is looking into law school and really looking into being able to provide legal services in the future for folks that come from underrepresented backgrounds.
So really extraordinary success that you're having on an individual level. I'm wondering how these retention and graduation rates compare to the general population at UC Merced.
Actually, that is one of our goals for the program, is for our retention rates to at least match the retention rate of the general population. Statistics show that youth that have experienced the foster care system graduate at very low rates. So actually, less than like 4% of youth that have experienced the foster care system graduate with a bachelor's degree by the age of 26. So the fact that 100% of our scholars that are expected to graduate are graduating is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And I would imagine part of the success that you've had is your ability to connect students with other students who've gone through similar experiences, which brings us to the student coordinator program. Michael, tell us a little bit about your function and your work as a staff member for Guardian Scholars.
Yes, this is a very unique position, and it's a great opportunity for someone who's been a part of the system and someone who has that insider knowledge and can take what I've learned in my experiences and share it with other students who have gone through a lot of times something similar, but obviously not exactly the same. We all have unique experiences. And with this position has helped me definitely like connect with other scholars, and mentorship is one of my like big things with this role. There are many different pieces to the student coordinator position: mentorship, event planning, workshops. Mentorship is the big one for me, and that is because I get the chance to share what I've gone through, what I've learned from that, and not only stopping with what I've gone through and what I've taken away from that, but how that has moved me to where I am now and pushing me further. And I'm able to encourage other students and be that shining light for them. But also it's different because it's coming from a student, a peer, someone who is at the same level as you. And so you don't feel like I'm trying to be condescending, and they don't feel like I'm trying to talk down to them or just be someone who's like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. No. I share this experience with you. I share a similar experience with you. This is how I've been able to personally grow, and this is how I want to be here for you.
Alyssa, I know that every student that you meet with has an individual story, but I would imagine there is some common ground in experience. And I'm wondering, what is the kind of advice that you provide to students who are maybe in their first semester or just entering into college?
usually when I meet with my students, this is like really, I feel like this is the foundation to like when you're connecting with them, when you just meet them. And it's that time where they, where you just tell them how like you can relate to them. And I feel like once you start explaining your experiences and saying, you know, I've been through that, I know exactly how you feel. Maybe not right now at that moment, but I have went through that as well. And this is what I did to like, to help me through this way, to help overcome, and I'm going to be here for you. You know, I didn't have somebody to help me, but I want to be that person for you to help you. And I think creating that, once you start stating that and once you start creating that bond, it's not just like, not just me saying it, but it's also me showing the students that I care and that I'm just not doing this for work, because it's more than work. I enjoy helping students because I know that I would want to be helped. I know that that was me not too long ago. Needing resources in, or having just someone consistently in my life checking up on me.
Adith, I understand this is a relatively new opportunity that you're providing to students. Can you tell us how long you've been doing it and from your perspective, what kind of results you've seen?
Yeah, so the student coordinators have been around for almost a year now. Last semester, we actually didn't require scholars. Well, they were required to meet with scholars, but it was only once a semester. So this semester, we made the transition into having them meet with scholars twice a semester. And I think just anecdotally, I think that I've seen how it's kind of helped the program build community. And kind of like they touched on already, just like establishing those connections and then them just feeling comfortable or having a space, a safe space to come to and to kind of talk about like whether there be experience, their experiences in the foster care system. But most of the time it's just like being able to connect with someone else as also a student, you know, kind of talk about finals and strategies to study or just being able to get connected to other resources on campus. But I think there's a sense that like scholars feel more comfortable knowing that someone else has gone to that resource and that they've had a positive experience going to that resource as well. So yeah.
Great. Well, we just have a second before we have to wrap up. Before we do, Alyssa and Michael, I'd love to hear what's coming next for you. What are your plans after college?
So for me, I'm still kind of going around on what I specifically want to do, trying to figure it out. But I do plan on at least seeking higher education regardless. So whether that's a master's program, PhD program, some specialization program, I'm not really sure. I know coming into college, I had really, really been considering maybe med school, and I'm a bio major, so I plan on finishing my bio major. But also by working in the program with this position, I've also been considering either working with this population or doing social work or something along those lines. This position has really encouraged me, and I felt like this is becoming sort of my calling.
And Alyssa?
Yeah, so I am studying psychology, and I do like how, like the route that I'm going. I feel like since this job and having this position, it really helped me grow and see kind of like what Michael was touching on, like what's kind of calling to him. And I feel like I'm able to serve my population that I've also connected with and I have experience. So I feel like what's a better population to work with than my own population. So I might work in trying to get my master's maybe in a social work or some field like that.
Well, thank you all for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.